It's good to be back. Anytime's good to be back after injury. But yeah, listen, I've had a cracking start back. I've had 12 winners in the past 3 weeks, so it's not bad at all.
And the injuries that you sustained that had you out for that period of time was a vertebrae injury and, of course, fractured ribs. And when you're in the horse racing career, any sort of career in sport, it's always a difficult period when you're out for a certain length of time, and in particular the injuries that you had, Martin.
Yeah, definitely. It wasn't a very nice injury. I thought it was going to be worse at the time, to be honest, but all the healing went very, very well through the 3 months that it was off. And obviously, when there's no operation or anything involved, it makes life a bit easier.
And I suppose when you're in the professional game as well, some of the modern-day science that helps with healing of injuries is something special?
No, it is. It's unbelievable now, and even horse racing. When we get falls, there is a DVD produced by the course straight away for the ambulance driver or the medical team to take straight to the hospital. And obviously, when they watch it, they have a better reading of the fall and stuff like that. So, you know, trying to explain is it's not as good as picture evidence.
Yeah. Well, now, of course, you're back on the winner's podium once again. And has it taken you long, Martin, to get that confidence back again?
No, to be honest, listen, at the time, I was obviously knocked out for 5 or 6 minutes from the fall, which wasn't great at the time for people looking in from the outside. But it's not bad for me, you know, because forgetting about things like that is probably the best way to put it behind you. And obviously, being knocked out for 6 minutes, you have no real remembrance. I remember right up to the fall, but after the fall, literally until I got to hospital, I can't remember anything.
Yeah, and over the weekend there, you had a couple of winners as well, which is bringing the tally back up again for you.
Yeah, no, exactly. Marco's horse is actually starting to run quite well now, and it's good timing, to be honest. We had some good racing over the past few weeks. Had a few winners at York last week, and I ran well in Northumberland Plate this week. Finished second in Sugio, which won the Chester Cup, and I had a winner at the last Newcastle. So yeah, it's tipping away nicely.
Yeah, and obviously the bigger races are the races that you want to target, Martin. Now over the next couple of weeks and the next number of months, what's the big ones that you've earmarked that you would like to do well on?
Well, to be honest, it was a little bit of a blow that Tacti Boston didn't go for the Royal Ascot Gold Cup, because he would have had a big chance if the ground had been playing in his favour, but it obviously went very quick, which he doesn't like. So hopefully we maybe go to the Goodwood Cup now in a few weeks' time, or maybe go to the Irish St. Ledger, or we'll go back to France for them two races that he ran very well. He won a Group 1 last year, and he was second in Arc Day, so he's definitely a horse to be looking forward to.